The Sefer names through Parsha Freimshir. For Parshas Vayikra, we'll be looking at the Sefer Marcheshes by Rav Chanoch Henoch Igis, who lived from 1863 to 1941. He was born in Lithuania, was appointed a dayan and posik in Vilna in 1898, and actually held that position for over 40 years until he was killed in the Holocaust. He had assisted Rav Chaim Ozer Grzinski. He became known for his response to Marcheshes, which includes practical halacha, as well as more abstract Talmudic examinations. He studied in Volozhin. The Sefer Marcheshes was published in 1931. A second edition was printed in 1935. Rav Igis, in his introduction, expresses reservations about the Brisker method of learning. He comes from the old school, and he fears that people will view his methodology as lacking, so he offers a tefillah that his Torah will be accepted even by Brisker learners. Now, why did he call the Sefer Marcheshes? So first of all, this is a pasuk in the Parsha. The pasuk says that the Marcheshes is a deep pen, as the pasuk in Perek Beis, pasuk Zayin, says, V'imin chas Marcheshes karbanecha, solos bashemen te'aseh. If your offering is a meal offering in a deep pan, it shall be made of fine flour with oil. Rashi says that when it's a deep pan, the oil doesn't really get burned. And so Rav Igis writes that just like Marcheshes refers to a deep pan, he hopes that the Yesodos and the information contained in the Sefer are deep and profound. Number two, he writes that the Gematria of Chanoch ben Rav Simcha Ruvain is the Gematria 948, which is the same Gematria as Marcheshes, as we spoke about many times. Authors of Sfarim often like to link the name of their Sefer to the Gematria of their name. And finally, number three, Rav Igis writes that the Yerushalmi in Shkolim writes that any time a person says over Torah in the name of someone deceased, a deceased Talmud Chacham, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, the lips of the deceased are Rochshos Bekever. It's like they're trembling in the grave. So Marcheshes, Rochshos. So he hopes that by quoting the Achronim and the Rishonim that came before him, it will give an Aliyas Neshama for those deceased Talmidei Chachamim. At the very end, interestingly, he thanks his wife Hinda, who has encouraged him to enter Avodat HaKodesh and to publish Svarim. So the Marcheshes, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chav Beis, has a very interesting discussion. I know we're a little bit past Adar, but the discussion about whether women are Chayav in Zachor, and whether women are Chayiv in Zechiras Mechias Amalek. So there's a well-known opinion of the Bahag, who holds that since women are only Chayiv in Shmias HaMegillah, to hear the Megillah, but not Kriya, but not to read the Megillah, therefore they cannot be Motzi a man in his obligation. So a woman would not be able to read the Megillah to be Yotze a man. So the Marcheshes questions this. He first notes that the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says that if one reads the Megillah by heart, not from a Sefer, he's not Yotzei at all. Why? The Gemara learns it out from Gzeira Shava, because it says by the Megillah, Nizkarim V'Naasim, and by Amalek, it says, Zos Zikaron Basefer. So he uses the Lashon Zikaron both by the Megillah and by Amalek. So the Gemara says, just like the Zikaron by Amalek is Besefer, there's a Chiyuv to remember Amalek by writing them down, to remember to erase them. So too, the Zikaron of Megillah has to be from a Sefer. So Rav Igis asks, why do you choose to learn Nizkaron of Megillah and link it to Zikaron by Amalek? I have another example of Zechira. You know what? By Shabbos. We say Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. And we know a person can accept Shabbos even verbally. So why not say Megillah Nizkarim V'Nasim, and it says Zachor es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. So just like by Shabbos, the Zechira can be even by heart, even just verbally, so too by the Megillah, I can read it by heart. So Rav Igis writes, it must be that the Gemara is choosing to compare two like things, meaning that built into Kriyas HaMegillah, there's actually Tzvei Dinim. There's two elements. The first element is Pirsumei Nisa, and the second element is Zechiras Mechias HaMalek. The requirement to remember and write down that one has to erase Amalek. So this plays out in an interesting way, because the Sefer HaChinuch writes that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. Why? Since they're not B'nai Milchama, they don't go out to war, they're not commanded in the Mechias Amalek itself, they don't have to erase Amalek, so certainly they shouldn't have to remember to erase Amalek. So Rav Eges says, based on what we've just said, now the Bahag makes a lot of sense. Why would women only be chayiv in Shmias HaMegillah and not Kriyas HaMegillah? What's the distinction? It says it's very clear now, because the Shmia of the Megillah relates to Persume Nisa. When you hear the Megillah, the Nes is being publicized. And we know, Af Hein Hayu Ba'osua Nes, women were part of the miracle, and therefore they're certainly obligated to hear the Megillah. However, the Kriya of the Megillah, we're reading the Megillah in order to remember Mechias HaMalek. And since women are not part of Zechiras Mechias HaMalek, therefore, a woman, since she's only Chayiv in Shmia and not in Kriya, that makes sense why she cannot be Motzi a man in Kriyas HaMegillah. Now, Rav Eges does point out that one could give an alternative explanation as to why women are not chayiv in the Zechiras Mechias HaMalek. You could say it's a mitzvah Aseh Shehazman Grama, because Rashi and Megillah writes there's no mitzvah of milchama at night, the same way we don't judge at night. So if the Sefer HaChinuch is correct that Zechiras Mechias HaMalek depends on the actual chiyuv of Mechias HaMalek, then just like Mechias HaMalek can't take place at night, so to the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias HaMalek can't take place at night, which makes it a mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Grama. But it would come out very interesting. According to that, according to the Bahag, a woman only could not be Motzi a man by day, when there's actually a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek. But at night, when nobody has a mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias HaMalek, perhaps a woman could be motzi a man in the nighttime reading, which explains why the Gemara says Hakol Ksherin Likros Megillah, which could include women as well, because that's referring to the night of Purim. And it could be there's a distinction whether a woman could be motzi a man by night, perhaps she could, and by day, perhaps she couldn't. But Rav Eges points out the big kash on all of this is how could we say that women are not chayiv in Milchemes Amalek? Mechias HaMalek. The Gemara in Sota tells us that for a milchemes chova, for a milchama, a war that's an obligation, afilu chasen mechedro, the kala mechupaso. Even chasen and kala on their wedding day, we take them out of the chuppah and put them on the front lines. So Mechias HaMalek is clearly a war that's an obligation. So how can we say women are not chayiv? So he answers, like the Sefer HaChinuch, women are not b'nei milchama. You know what Melchemes Chova is? That was Yehoshua. And that was different because the Chova involved the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, which women have a mitzvah in as well. But Stam Mechias HaMalek, women are not part of. And the Rambam argues on the Bahag and holds that women can be Motzi men in Mikra Megillah. So we've been discussing the whole time the Shita, the opinion of the Bahag, who says a woman cannot be Motzi a man in Mikra Megillah. However, the Rambam argues and says a woman can. Why? Apparently, the Rambam learns that Gemara in Sota, which says we pluck a kala from her chuppah to include Mechias HaMalek. And this makes sense, because this is the Rambam Lashitaso, who doesn't count Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah. So we would not have a distinction between the Mechama of Yehoshua and the Mechama of HaMalek. Now, Rav Eges concludes, this is very halacha l'maisa. Whether or not a woman is chayv in Parsha Zachor, our women are so zahir, they're so careful to hear Zachor, but if you think about it, it really should be a machlokes, the Bahag and the Rambam, because if women are not even commanded in the Zechiras Mechias HaMalek, like the Bahag says, then there should be no obligation for them to recite Parsha Zachor. Whereas according to the Rambam, since they're chayav in Zechiras Mechias HaMalek, they should also be obligated in the Parsha of Zachor. So that's a little bit about the Marcheshes Rav Eges and a very important distinction and an important discussion he has on the topic of women, Parsha Zachor, and Zechiras Mechias HaMalek.